The city of Ketchikan started 2016 with a debate over whether to temporarily ban retail marijuana within city limits, and that debate continued in one form or another through late spring. The majority of citizen comments at meetings were consistently and overwhelmingly opposed to such a ban, but some on the city council continued to advocate for it. January's vote on the outright ban was close, but didn't pass. A few months later, a new proposal was brought forward to ban retail marijuana within the city's downtown core. That came from Councilmember Dick Coos, who strongly opposed legalization of cannabis. He argued that pot shops downtown would lead to problems with the cruise industry because marijuana isn't allowed on cruise ships. But Eric Reamer, co-owner of a proposed cannabis lounge on Stedman Street, told the council in May that Ketchikan is not the only port where pot will be sold.
People are getting on these ships in Seattle. People are getting on these ships in Anchorage. These are two places where cannabis is also available, right? And so if they wanted to bring cannabis with them, try to sneak it onto the boat, they could do it when they first come onto the boat.
The city of Ketchikan doesn't have zoning powers and can't impose a location-specific ban, so Coos's proposal didn't pass. But the city did eventually limit the number of retail stores within all of the city to two and agreed to impose a 5% tax on marijuana retail sales. Since then, two retail shops, both in the downtown area, have had their state business licenses approved. In early January, the Ketchikan Gateway Borough saw somewhat of a close to its long-standing push for a change to the state's system of education funding, specifically the local contribution that's required only for boroughs and first-class cities with their own school districts. The borough sued the state in 2015, challenging the required local contribution and won at the Superior Court level. The state appealed, and in early January, the Alaska Supreme Court overturned that lower court ruling. At the time of the Supreme Court ruling, Borough Manager Dan Bockhorst told the Borough Assembly that he was disappointed, and he predicted that the ruling would result in additional costs to municipalities.
There is very little doubt that we are going to suffer very significantly increased property taxes or other taxes as a result of this decision.
The borough may have lost the lawsuit, but it is continuing its fight through other means. The assembly recently sent a resolution to lawmakers in Juneau asking them to look into ways of making school funding more equitable statewide. Also this year, the borough will bid adieu to Bockhorst, who's retiring at the end of December. Bockhorst and his wife plan to remain in Ketchikan. The new borough manager is Ruben Duran, who moved here from El Centro, California. On Prince of Wales Island, Heidelberg's mayor, Tony Christensen, was named as the new chairman of the Federal Subsistence Board. He's served on the board as a public member since 2012.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed being able to help rural members find the food they need, basically. So that's been my interest all the time, is to make sure that rural people are considered the priority and can access the resource to meet the demands of their needs.
And in September, the village of Kasan celebrated the end of the five-year-long restoration of the Sunny Hat Longhouse. It's the last remaining traditional Haida longhouse in the United States. A Prince of Wales Island man was charged with first-degree murder in August for the strangling death of 27-year-old Judy Lee Guthrie. The man, 27-year-old Albert Peter Macasayet, was arrested August 9th after a 10-hour standoff with Alaska State Troopers. Macasayet remains in custody with a jury trial set for April. Deer Mountain was threatened with logging in 2016, a threat that's not over yet. In August, the Alaska Mental Health Trust Land Office announced that absent a federal land exchange approved by mid-January of 2017, the TLO would move forward with logging Deer Mountain and a parcel of land above homes in Petersburg. There was significant public outcry following the Trust Land Office's announcement.
I think that the Mental Health Trust Board and staff has shown utter disregard for the public process, arrogance, and frankly, contempt for the people of Ketchikan.
That's former City of Ketchikan Mayor Bob Weinstein, who co-founded a group called Save Deer Mountain. There also were concerns that the decision violated Open Meetings Act provisions, so there was a do-over vote by the TLO Board of Trustees. Their final decision on the matter then was delayed until their regular meeting of January 25th and 26th. Also this year, Tatsuta's IGA celebrated its 100th anniversary as a family-owned grocery store in Ketchikan, owned by the same family for that entire time. The Tatsuta family also was picked to walk in the local 4th of July parade as grand marshals. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.